You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is cartilage? You probably know where it is in your body, your ears, in the nose, in joints like our knees and elbows. And people often make the mistake that it is bone, or a type of bone. It is part of the skeletal system. The skeletal system includes tendons, which connect muscles to bones, ligaments, which connect bones to bones, the bones themselves, and finally, cartilage. But cartilage is softer and more flexible than bone. It's classified as connective tissue, since it connects to and supports other body components. Cartilage is composed of different types of proteins. Collagen, C-O-L-L-O-G-E-N, is the primary protein in connective tissue, and it's the most abundant protein in your body. Gelatin, which is used in pharmaceuticals like pill capsules or foods like Jell-O, is made of collagen. Another protein that's in cartilage is elastin, E-L-A-S-T-I-N. It's elastic, meaning if its shape changes, it can return to its original shape. Since it's in cartilage, it helps your body keep its shape when you move, flex, stretch, bend, or squeeze. When a human fetus is developing, much of the pre-bone material is composed of cartilage. And as the fetus matures, much of that cartilage, or cartilaginous material, will become bone. The term for this is ossify, or ossification. While cartilage is very common in the vertebrates, fishes, amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals, one group in particular only has cartilage. In the fishes, there is a class of fishes called the chondrichthyes, or cartilaginous fishes, that don't have bones. Their skeletons are made of cartilage. The cartilaginous fishes include the sharks, skates, and rays. Here's a dissection activity to try some evening with the family. Next time you're cooking chicken, place the leg off to the side. Carefully cut away all of the meat so you have a complete leg bone. Take a careful look at the white material surrounding the ends of the bone. That's the cartilage. It acts as a layer of protection for the bone by preventing two bones from touching and wearing down those bones. Well, we've just learned a little bit about cartilage. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.